Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 5, we were taught that all the great wealth we may accumulate on this earth means nothing in eternity. Let's end the week on that thought.
My feet on this firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, I was listening to the radio one day years ago when a preacher who was Elvis Presley's half-brother told of Elvis making a profession of faith, and he said, "I believe that he was saved." But he persisted in that lifestyle, and God took him on home. As a matter of fact, Jack Howells said that he witnessed to Elvis Presley on an elevator one day. And Elvis told him that he was saved, but backslid, but not ready to come back. Now, I'm not here to tell you and try to establish whether or not Elvis Presley was saved. Some of you may have seen him recently at a truck stop in Alabama with Princess Di. I don't know, but I doubt that. But the point is, there is a sin unto death, and it is physical death, and we're not to pray for it against a brother. Now, God gave Elvis Presley a voice. He corrupted the style of music as well as his life. He had more money in the world, but it wasn't worthy. Even his millions is not worthy to be compared to the greatness of the shame at Christ appearing. Now, if he was saved, and he'd be saved, so is by fire. And the millions he left behind, but even if he had the millions to take with him, they'd be nothing compared to the great riches of heaven that he wouldn't get. Just saved there so as by fire at his appearing. And that's forever. I mean, some people live to be 100 years old and they have great riches and all that. When they die, without Christ, they go to hell. And that 100 years is nothing. The rich man, remember, the rich man Lazarus? Oh, the rich man was tormented in a flame. And it's 2,000 years later and he's still tormented in a flame. Those riches that he had means nothing, even if he had been a billionaire. They mean nothing. Now, let's look at verse 19 as we continue here. He says, "And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness." Okay, now, we've looked at these things here. We've looked at these things, and as we're looking at it, the whole world lieth in wickedness. That is a doctrinal truth. Don't miss that. The whole world lies in wickedness is a doctrinal truth. Now, the world is not basically good. Without Christ, everyone goes to hell. And look, I've witnessed to men in the past who did not agree. And they never received Christ that I know of. They're in the eternal lake of fire. You see, there are people who say, "Well, man is basically good," and they go to death, and they're saying, "Well, God's going to judge my good against my bad, and I'll be all right." No, they're going to go to hell. We must admit we're sinners that need a Savior, every one of us born into this world. And what the Bible is teaching is that God is holy. Man doesn't measure whether we're good enough or not. We can't. Only God does that. God is holy. He's absolute holy. There's no unrighteousness, no sin in him at all. He's altogether pure. Every word of God is pure. Therefore, He has never designed for us to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Liberty and grace is perverted today, and it's abominable in God's sight when it is applied by those that claim to be saved to fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Making the church a nightclub atmosphere while blessing as if they were blessing it as if they were saying this is holy before God, and that's abominable to God. They dress going to church as if they were going to some singles bar to pick someone up. Sin is invalidated as seen in the day of the flood. And it will be seen in the tribulation judgment, as well as the judgment seat of Christ, the judgment of nations, and the great white throne judgment, and the eternal lake of fire. It will all prove that God is, oh, so holy. Oh, my friend, are you ready to meet God? Are you ready to meet God? God is holy. Now understand, all sin is worthy of death. Ananias and Sapphira, they lied about giving. Okay, and they're killed immediately there in Acts chapter 5. How many have lied about their giving on their 1040 tax form? Bet you weren't struck dead. On the other hand, Phinehas drove a spear through a couple in an adulterous act. They died immediately. Uzzah touched the ark with a good intention to steady it. But God killed him for touching the ark when they weren't supposed to be carrying it anyway on an ox's cart. They were supposed to be carrying the ark on the shoulders of the priest. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says that many slept early, that is, they died early. Things such as adultery, drunkenness, factions, suing one another were mentioned in that book. You see, there are sins, as these people have committed, and they were not struck dead. But others were struck dead for the same sins to show the seriousness of the sin in God's sight. All sin is serious in God's sight. And so whenever we justify the flesh, fulfilling its desires, and I'm talking about sinful, lustful flesh, whether it's wanting to be accepted by the world, loved by the world, look like the world, do what the world does, or whatever. That is sinful. I'm not talking about, well, I'm hungry and I want to eat. Okay, that is a lust of the flesh, a desire of the flesh to not be hungry. But that's not the same thing, and don't be so ignorant as to argue that. That don't show your foolishness by arguing that. Now, again, in 1 Corinthians, some were sickly, some died early. Why? Because God never validates sin. His grace saved us. You remember back in Noah's day, in Genesis 6, 3 through 5, and then 11 through 13, there we read it this, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, that is saved people, saw the daughters of men, unsaved people, that they were fair. Now, they had the lust of the eyes, and it was wrong for saved to marry unsaved, but they wouldn't do that. And what happened? Well, these men of Cain's line were looking at the daughters of Seth's line. And they marry, and they begin to reproduce. You say, you don't believe those were angels? No, angels don't reproduce. Okay. They don't do that. The Bible is very clear on that. They don't reproduce. And so, when you're saved, you're a son of God, okay? As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So this is speaking of saved people marrying unsaved people. That's still sin today. Don't let your daughters marry an unsaved man. Don't let your sons marry an unsaved girl. Don't agree to it. Don't sign any papers if you're to sign any. Don't agree to it. at all. If they go out and get married, let them get married on their own. But don't finance sin against God. So he says that he saw they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit. After seeing all this happen, he says, my spirit will not always strive with man. For what is he, that he also is flesh? Yet his days shall be 120 years. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God will judge the heart. Remember we said earlier about 1 Corinthians 4:5? Remember that God will make the hidden things known? Manifest the counsel of the hearts? So God judges the thoughts and intents of the heart. We see that in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 as well. It's not just 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5. It's other parts of the Bible also. So yes, there is the problem of sin's involvement. And there is sin's invalidation. But now let's look at sin's identification here in verse 17. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. All unrighteousness is sin, folks. He says there is a sin not unto death. Now, we have God's definition here of what sin is. Okay? But what is unrighteousness? It is that which is not righteous. Okay? If it's not righteous, it is unrighteous. Now remember Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, and it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God as he hath commanded us. So righteousness is to do what God says to do and not do what God says not to do. That's how he identifies righteousness. If God defines righteousness for us, there shouldn't really be a talk any further to say about it. The righteous does what's always ethical, what's always pure, what's always right. That's righteousness. Him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin, James 4:17 says. So if you know to do good, it's not that you do something bad, you just don't do what you're supposed to do. It is sin. That is unrighteous. All unrighteousness is sin. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. We all need a Savior. Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now let me just stop right there. We're beseeched, we're strongly urged by God, by the mercies of God. And this is to brethren, this is to saved people.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.